Hey, this is Thief. Quick heads up before the session begins. The audio is going to be more echoey on my end since we recorded this session while I was away from my usual setup. Audio will be back to normal next time, just wanted to give a quick heads up. Also, if you're coming back from episode 1, thanks for continuing to listen to our little shenanigans. It's super cool.
Welcome back to Dices and Dexes. Last time we played, we met Felix, Adrian, and Desmond, our three titular heroes of Dices and Dexes. And you all had been attending the Pokéathlon World Championship, enjoying the festivities. A lot of you were enjoying the food. On occasion, one of you was people watching, another was trying to make friends, chat with some of the folks from Goldenrod City, as the Pokéathlon World Championship is actually taking place in the Johto region. Eventually, though, during kind of the midday break, while most people from the arenas were coming out to have their lunch rush, you all spotted a young girl crying and her mother asking for help, and you learned that her skitty named Kibbles had been stolen by allegedly somebody wearing the uniform of the Pokéathlon World Championship event staff. The little girl pointed you towards the nearby forest, wherein you all began traveling around a kinda paved road. It's really more dirt, well-trodden dirt. But you were traveling down along there when, after scouting up ahead, I believe, Desmond, you had noticed a skid mark in the road that led off the hill down into the forest. And when you all went to inspect, you found a crashed Jeep and a man potentially concussed at the bottom of that hill. While helping him, trying to help him back up onto the main road so that he could radio for medical transport from the other event staff, two Pokemon, a monkey with a pig nose and a kind of black and white panda bear looking thing with a leaf in its mouth, attacked you all. And after fainting the pig monkey and convincing the panda bear to join Adrian's team, you helped Jake, the event staff member who had crashed, you helped him back up the hill. He radioed for medical transport, and just now he has been picked up and whisked away off the road to wherever their med room is here on the event grounds. What are you all doing?
Well, I think we should continue to go further down this road, everybody. I saw a facility, a warehouse type thing. I saw a warehouse with Zephyr's eyes. I think we should go check it out.
That would probably make no sense. I think we should do that.
Allons-y.
Right, so we're going to head down the road to the warehouse.
Yeah, and I'd like to...
Okay.
I'd like to still do that scouting I did last time with Zephyr, with connecting with him and Silky guiding me along the road.
Yeah, so Silky wraps around your hand, begins tugging you along, and Zephyr begins guiding. That said, does Desmond give Zephyr the order to go scout again?
Yeah. If Adrian's going to ask to do the same thing as before, Desmond's totally fine with that. Sure, Zephyr, go on.
Okay, make a perception check with Zephyr, and whatever Zephyr happens to see, Adrian will also see.
Yeah. Zephyr got a dirty 20.
Ooh! Good roll for Zephyr. I love that. Okay, now go ahead and make a perception check then.
Gotcha. 16.
Once again, what direction is Zephyr flying? Is Zephyr just following this road, or is Zephyr exploring some of the rest of the area?
I figure he's probably staying ahead of the group in the direction of the warehouse.
Yeah.
And sort of flying circles.
Okay. Kind of treating it as more looking out for danger, perhaps. Since Zephyr rolled so high, I will say, as you are all continuing down this road, Zephyr will notice, as you're getting closer to this storage warehouse, Zephyr sees a couple of details. It looks like this warehouse is in a small little clearing. There's still forest all around it, but it looks like it was intentionally cleared for the purpose of building this warehouse. There's a little bit of paved ground wherein Zephyr sees, and Adrian with his check sees, a pair of empty Jeeps outside the warehouse on this paved, not necessarily a parking lot, it's just kind of a loading dining area, where you also see stacks of wooden crates and a couple metal containers of various sorts and sizes. It seems like this is a storage warehouse, of course, so there are some things that are either being loaded into the warehouse or loaded outside the warehouse.
Okay, so Zephyr can see some people. Zephyr and Adrian can see some. There are people outside doing that.
I will say, actually, what you can see, circling, well, flavored as Zephyr, circling clearing now at this point, looking for people, Zephyr does see there is a side door for some employees, and it looks like you can see a short employee entering the side door, and Zephyr, with his keen eyes, is able to notice that this employee is specifically kind of like shiftily looking around, looking over their shoulder, and then entering the side door.
Ooh, okay, cool.
Does
Adrian see that as well?
Adrian also sees that.
All right. I get out of the... I don't know if I'm able to communicate with Zephyr at all during this.
Not telepathically, no.
Gotcha.
No.
Okay. I'm gonna exit. I mean,
Zephyr knows what he's looking for.
Yeah, I'm gonna exit, like, this trance-like state as I turn to the other two. Zephyr and I noticed a shifty-looking short man entering a side entrance. This may be the person we're looking for.
All right. Yeah. Is he already in the door?
Yes, but if we move quickly, we may be able to catch him.
All right. I say let's go.
Allons-y, let's go.
We gotta be careful about this, because I don't think we're technically supposed to be back here.
Shall I try and send him ahead, since he's small and he can possibly give us a little bit of warning if there's someone coming out of the door?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Awesome.
Yeah, yes, that's a good idea. Still trying to get the voice down.
All right, what role?
You're sending Comet ahead?
Yeah, like, and if there's someone who comes out of the door, he's going to give us a signal. He'll shoot an ember up in the sky.
How are you going to see the ember over the trees?
Like a flare.
Yeah, what I'm saying is you've got tree cover.
It's that thick of a canopy?
Johto is usually presented as a very thick canopy kind of forest area, so it would be very difficult to see a flare going up in the sky.
What
about Growl?
You'd have to be pretty close for Growl to be heard, and it would reveal Comet's location.
We could just use the canopy to our advantage.
How so?
Well, we just look for gaps and we look for gaps in their watch. If they have anybody, really keep an eye out and go from there. Just be quiet.
That works too.
Espionage.
So we're gonna wait outside for a little bit, then kind of figure out their patrol pattern.
I wouldn't really say that. I don't know if we have time. We just noticed that nobody's around. We just waltz on in, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take our opportunity.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay. So you continue down the road, and after about, are you stealthing? Are you walking normally?
Let's stealth just in case.
Stealth will mean you're moving at half pace.
Oh.
I think we should.
How far are we?
Zephyr, it took him, I'm gonna say if Zephyr flies back, it took Zephyr a few minutes to get back, so you guys are probably 5 minutes out.
Yeah, flew back after he saw the guy.
Okay, let's wait on going half on stealthing then, and we'll walk normally until we see a break in the trees.
Okay. Yeah, so after about 5 minutes of continuing down this road, eventually the road will, up ahead, exit the trees and into this artificial clearing where a storage warehouse is centered, the very one that Zephyr has been scouting. Once again, you all at ground level now see crates and boxes stacked up and piled around, and a pair of empty jeeps lying outside of the warehouse. Conveniently, that side door you noticed is on this same side of the clearing.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Does it seem like there's
stealth time?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you just hanging out on the edge of the trees, or are you going forward?
I was thinking we would sort of stay in the trees as much as we could.
Yeah, and then like kind of taking cover behind like jeeps, boxes, where we can and need to.
That works for me.
This is where I'm confused. We've got some people saying no, we're staying by the trees. Others are saying no, we're going to move forward and hide behind boxes as well. I want to know, because some people talked about watching for patrols. Are we watching for patrols, or are we going forward to this door?
I guess it depends on if there's anyone immediately in front of us that we can see that would see us.
Go ahead and make a perception check.
Okay, I'll make this one with Desmond. Another dirty 20.
On this side of the warehouse, you look around. As far as you can see, there's no one on this side.
Okay.
It's a sizable warehouse, though.
Let's just...
Okay.
Go and be quiet, I guess.
It looks all clear.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just be quiet about it, then. Go right to the door.
Let's go.
That works.
Dun, 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 dun.
Make stealth checks as you all, to the Mission Impossible theme, walk up to this side door. If any of your Pokemon are out, they have to make a stealth check as well.
Okay, cool.
I'll so you know.
I rolled not great.
I rolled pretty decent all around.
I rolled not great.
Let's hear those numbers.
Desmond got 7. Zephyr got 9.
Okay.
Adrian rolled 11. Silky rolled 15.
Okay. Maba.
Felix rolled 3. Comet rolled 21.
Oh. Your average group stealth check is 11.
Okay, that's not awful.
Comet saved a little bit.
That's my boy.
Comet definitely brought that average up quite a bit, as did Silky. That said, as you're all approaching this door, you're kind of ducking behind crates, moving forward. Maybe one of you, Comet in particular, maybe does a roll super cool-like, like a spy. Eventually, you all arrive at this door, and you jiggle the knob, and it is locked.
Of course.
Anybody got any ideas?
Does anyone?
Anybody know how to pick a lock?
No.
Is anyone degenerate enough for that?
Maybe.
No, we're all goody two-shoes here. Shoot.
Maybe Silky can slither under the door and unlock it from the other side.
Silky is too big for that. We've been over this.
Wait.
5'4" yeah. Snake.
I have an idea, actually.
And what is all po- All right, let's hear it.
Are there any windows to this?
You had rolled a 16. I'll say yes. It would require scaling a completely vertical wall and then climbing up a slanted metal sliding roof. You know what I mean?
Okay, I'm gonna recall.
Siding. Metal siding roof.
I'm gonna call Silky back as I'm gonna bring out Gauntlet's Pokeball. Send out Gauntlet. Gauntlet. Ooh, is a climb
you're returning
speed.
Silky to her.
Yeah. I'm returning circuit.
Gauntlet does have a climb speed.
Smart.
That's okay. So smart.
So, Silky gets zooped into her Pokeball, and then Gauntlet comes out. She lands on the ground, and how is Gauntlet acting as, for the first time, you have released her from her Pokeball?
Gauntlet's immediately starts stretching as she gets out, as she looks around, gets in that cocky attitude, like, yeah, it's my time, as... I turn to Gauntlet. All right, Gauntlet, give me a high five. As with the high five, I'm going to use Mystic Bond on Gauntlet. All right, so you see that window up there? If you can get up there and unlock the other side of this door for us, we can get in and save a Pokemon that was stolen. Can you do that for me?
Gauntlet just kind of nods her chin upwards and like, yeah, I can do that.
All right, I want to see through Gauntlet this entire time.
Okay, how are you having Gauntlet climb? I know it, she has a climb speed, but flavor-wise, how are you having her climb?
Gauntlet is climbing very much akin to like a rock climber would when there's not much to grab onto, just pure strength in the hand and like the fingers to hold herself up and climb up slowly. And maybe if there's a, like a, if maybe if there's a storm drain from where water would drain down, she can climb up that as well and go over to the
yeah
window.
Like a gutter. I gotcha. Yeah.
Could I have Zephyr like spot her at all?
Yeah, I can count that as a help action. What I'm gonna say is, because I know you mentioned doing it slowly, are you trying to be stealthy or are you just flavoring it as slowly?
Flavoring it as slowly as in carefully to not accidentally slip.
Okay.
Stealth is not Gauntlet's forte. Yeah.
This is an athletics check with advantage for Gauntlet because it is still a sheer wall and it's not, there's not a lot to hold on to. There's like some bolts that you can grip on, but other than that, this is still a sheer wall. Thanks to Zephyrs, you get to do it with advantage.
Okay. That is a 21.
Gauntlet begins climbing this warehouse wall, maybe climbing a pipe on one edge of it. As that's happening, coming around the corner from the other side of the building, two people wearing the black and white striped polo and pants kind of that go down just halfway down the calf of their legs, the uniform of the event staff, turn the corner and see you all there. And one of them, both of them are girls with their hair kind of tied back. One of their caps is pulled backwards, like pointed backwards, while the other one is sitting forwards like a normal cap would be worn. The one with the worn back cap is shouting, "Hey, what are you all doing?" As immediately the both of them grab their Pokeballs, and you guys get one thing to try and defuse the situation. Who reacts? As Adrian is locked into Gauntlet's eyes, climbing, Gauntlet maybe looks over to the sound of the noise, but you are not able to disconnect in time, Adrian, so this is a Felix Desmond moment.
I'm fine with that.
Felix will react. "It's all right. It's all right. Let's talk this out for a sec, okay?"
Make a persuasion check, Felix.
Got it. 14.
"We ain't talking anything out. It looks like you all are trying to break in. Go!" And we're gonna have everybody roll initiative. This girl and her coworker say, "Go, Rattata, go, Lediba." And you all are in combat.
Where's my initiative bonus? Oh, I know what it is.
Yeah.
All right, I got a 12 for initiative. Comet got a 12 for initiative.
You actually roll with your stats, Felix.
Oh.
Yeah, your trainer rules initiative.
I see.
It helps the turn order be a little less cluttered.
This very much.
That is a 2.
I rolled a 3. That very much fits for me.
Okay. So,
did we see what Pokemon they threw out?
Yeah, one of them is this kind of like tiny purple cream rat with like these two long whiskers on each side of its face. And then the other one is this floating ladybug with boxing gloves.
I got 6.
Okay.
Don't react very quickly at all.
You all get taken by surprise as these two are immediately throwing Pokemon at you. And the girl wearing the regular hat, the cap in the regular way, she's the one who sent out Lediba. And which Pokemon are out of their Pokeballs right now? Obviously, Gauntlet is out. Is Zephyr and Comet out?
Yes.
Zephyr is out helping Gauntlet at
that
the
is
moment.
Right. And Comet's out. So Comet's the only one on the ground. That said, Lediba can fly. Lediba is going to immediately run forward to Gauntlet. And Lediba is going to do a tackle attack. So, does a 7 hit Gauntlet?
Nope.
The tackle attack zooms forward and Gauntlet just dodges out of the way. The attack misses. The other girl, the girl who yelled at you all and then threw her Pokeball first, she says, "Rattata, go ahead and use a quick attack." And she is going to do a quick attack against, of course, your good friend, Comet. So this is a bonus action as this Rattata runs up to Comet and tries to hit him with a quick attack. Does a 6 hit?
Nope.
As Rattata jumps past Comet, missing with the quick attack, Rattata's quickly going to turn around and the trainer is going to say, "Quick, Rattata, you missed! Use tackle!" And does another 6 hit?
No, it does not!
Comet is just dancing out here, dodging these attacks. Both of these Pokemon missed. Desmond, it's your turn.
All right, Gauntlet's probably got an okay. Well, she did just. No, she's probably got an okay grip. Ladybug's right there, right?
Ladybug is right next to Gauntlet. Yes.
Yes, and Zephyr is right next to Gauntlet as well.
Pretty much, yeah. I've kind of imagined this has happened right as Gauntlet has just reached over the gutter and has just finally stood on the roof.
Okay. So, okay, yeah, that makes sense. I am going to use a... Desmond's going to shout out, "Zephyr, use a quick attack of your own!" And then Zephyr's going to use quick attack on the ladybug.
Okay, roll to attack.
Okay, my roll to hit is a... Does a 19 hit?
Yeah, that hits.
Yay! Okay, damage is 5. Normal type damage. And then quickly, hit him with a peck! And I'm going to try and peck him too. roll to hit on Peck is 16.
16's gonna hit. Roll damage. Yay. It's super effective, so double your dice.
Okay. Damage is 11 flying type damage.
11 flying type damage. Okay.
Anna, is it too late to use my cool tricks?
No, not at all. Cool tricks is a bonus action.
Oh, you're right. Never mind.
Wait, hold on. No, that's your bonus action.
It is Desmond's bonus action. You're right.
Yeah, because it's an order. Yeah. You can use cool tricks.
Okay, because Zephyr's bonus action was quick attack.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So yeah. He's going to do it coolly with a little, I don't remember what the flip I'm trying to describe is. He just does a flip before the peck. It's a little
nice.
Flip.
Perfect. As the peck connects immediately, Lettyba was not ready for being knocked out immediately. And the Pokeball gets put outwards. And Lettyba gets sucked back in. And the trainer just says, "You did a good job, Lettyba." And on her next, and she is going to pull out a second Pokeball.
Oh boy.
But that will show up on her next turn. Anything else, Desmond? Who are you giving cool tricks to, by the way?
Oh, I'll give cool tricks to Comet, since he's closer to the fight.
Okay. So Comet, you have a, I believe, D6 die that you can add to any D20 roll.
Okay.
Adrian, it is your turn.
How far away is the window for Gauntlet to get through?
It is within Gauntlet's move speed. It is closed.
It's closed.
Yes.
Gauntlet's gonna try opening up. He's gonna spend his turn opening up the window.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be an action. Just boom, popping the window open.
Gotcha. Is there any left?
Actually, it probably closes on the inside. So how is Gauntlet going to open this window? Now that I'm thinking about it.
Ooh, it closes on the inside. Does it lock on the inside?
Yeah, that's what I'm meaning. Most windows do, so.
You know, I imagine Gauntlet's going to try and force it open a little bit without trying to break
the glass.
Make a
strength check.
Gotcha. Strength. Athletics or just strength?
Just strength.
Okay.
Because this is about pure power pushing forward.
Oh no, I'm probably falling off the roof. That's a natural one for 3.
I'm going to say, let me roll something.
That was about to be a 19 on the die too.
I'm gonna say, so what I did is, normally I'm not gonna do this for this game, but sometimes with a natural one, I'll roll severity. This feels like an appropriate situation. Gauntlet is high up. Gauntlet is trying to push open a window. That lends itself to the risk of breaking. So I rolled severity to see if some glass would break. I did roll a 28. The lower the severity, the worse the result. Gauntlet, as she's trying to like push forward this window, what's gonna happen is she's actually going to pop the glass frame out, make a dexterity save for Gauntlet to avoid falling.
Gotcha. So this will be a flat roll then. Okay, that's a 14.
Gauntlet manages to catch her balance and prevent herself from falling into the warehouse, but that pane of glass does just fall and then shatter against the warehouse floor.
That is my turn. As I'm gonna keep the connection. Okay. I'm gonna keep the connection. Gauntlet's gonna stay by the window. Actually, no. Gauntlet's not gonna stay by the window. Gauntlet's gonna move a bit away.
Oh, okay.
So nobody can push her down.
Cool, cool, cool. You kind of move back. Not kind of between Felix? The halfway point.
Yeah.
Yes, Felix. It's your turn.
Awesome. The Rattata is still in front of me, right?
Yes.
Let's do tackle.
Okay.
I'm just gonna headbutt this guy.
Yeah, go ahead. Roll to hit.
Because I think that's what tackle is, right? It's basically just like a headbutt.
It's like a football tackle.
23.
Tackle's like a football tackle.
Okay, 23.
Yeah. 20, yeah, 23 hits. Oh my gosh.
26.
True.
That's 4 damage.
4 damage against.
That's only 4 damage.
Tata. Okay. Let me check something here. Rattata kind of gets hit by Comet, but it is still standing. It just goes like, tat, 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 kind of baring its bucked teeth at the rabbit.
Okay, yeah, I'm not sure that there's a whole lot else I can do, because tackle's a full turn, right? It's not a bonus action.
Yeah, it's a full action to do tackle.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Then, in that case, it is back to Lettyba's trainer. Lettyba has returned, and being sent out in Lettyba's place is actually going to be a round bird Pokemon with these two big red eyes in the shape of, with kind of eyebrows in the shape of clock hands. And the trainer says, use hypnosis. And I need Zephyr to make a wisdom saving throw.
Absolutely.
As this bird Pokemon flies up and the eyes start to spiral in Zephyr's face, trying to put him to sleep.
15.
That is enough to pass the move DC. So Zephyr manages to stave off being put to sleep. The trainer's turn is redundant. That said, it is Rattata's turn again. Comet, it's going to be a double whammy. Quick attack and then tackle. So the quick attack is, does a 12 hit?
Right on the money.
Right on the money. That is going to be 3 normal type damage to Comet, and then does a 18 hit with the tackle.
No, absolutely not. Yes.
Okay. That is going
Sorry,
to
be... Sorry, I had
be...
to be sassy.
No, I get it. I get it. That is going to be 6 damage to Comet. Again, normal type, as the quick attack slams into Comet from one side, and then a stronger tackle hits Comet in the back.
Ow.
So that's 3 damage and then 6 damage. That is those trainers' turn. Desmond, you're up.
All right. Where's the Hoot Hoot? Did it like fly up to Zephyr's level trying hypnosis?
It's about level with Zephyr.
Okay. All right. Zephyr, hit that belt with your quick attack. 16 to hit.
Roll some damage against this Hoot Hoot.
For a quick attack, damage is 5 normal type damage.
Nice. You rolled a high damage count there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now teach him to try and put you to sleep with your peck. And I'm going to roll peck. 19 to hit with peck.
Yeah, that'll hit.
And that's neutral. So damage for peck. We have 8 flying type damage to the owl with clock hand eyebrows.
Okay. The owl is still alive, but it is looking in the red and hurt quite badly.
And that'll be my turn.
Heard. About Adrian.
Gauntlet, get in there and use a tackle Adrian. Attack. As Gauntlet's going to use tackle on the...
Who is a little bit away from the edge of the gutters. Since Zephyr is kind of like right next to the gutters, who flew up next to it.
Gotcha, I see.
Away from the gutters. You can still try and do it if you'd like.
Jumps off the roof to tackle.
Because the way I imagine this is Gauntlet tackles into Hoot Hoot and then uses the momentum to kick off of Hoot Hoot and get back onto the rooftop. Because that feels like a show-off thing Gauntlet
You can
do.
Try that.
Yeah, Gauntlet's going to go and try that.
Okay, so what I'm going to have you do is I'm going to have you make an athletics check to stay on course when you jump to make the tackle attack.
Okay.
So athletics, and then once we see that result, I'll have you roll to hit.
19,
you're pretty on course. Now roll to hit with tackle. This will just be a normal roll.
Gotcha. That's an 11.
11 will miss Hoot Hoot as it flutters out of the way. I need Gauntlet to make a dexterity save as she begins to fall.
Okay.
You were one shy of the AC.
I know. Like, I had a feeling I was. Okay, that's a 19.
19. I'll say you're going to take half damage from this fall damage.
Okay.
That is literally the max amount you could take. That is 3 falling damage to Gauntlet.
Oh, okay. Oh, 3 in total?
That's after being halved.
Gauntlet's still up.
Gauntlet falls onto the ground, braces with her knees, does a roll, managed to mitigate the damage, but she kind of like tumbles it out of... She takes a bit of damage, nonetheless.
It's
scratched up from the fall.
I'm going to recall... Can I recall Gauntlet or no?
That would be your action. You could send out another Pokemon, but they won't be able to attack until next turn.
I'm fine with that. Gauntlet, come back! As I'm gonna, with Silky's Pokeball, go! Silky! As I'm gonna send out Silky to help deal with the Rattata.
Okay. With that, it is Felix's turn.
So, Comet is still up against the Rattata, right?
Yep, Silky has just showed up to provide backup.
So Felix is going to shout to Comet, all right, buddy, it's time we try the thing. You ready? And Comet's going to nod back and prep an Ember attack.
Okay, so this Rattata is in melee, which would normally provide disadvantage on a ranged attack like Ember. That said, you already have disadvantage as Comet is starting to learn Ember. So go ahead, roll the hit with disadvantage, and we'll see if you hit.
I actually forgot about the whole... ranged attack things.
You had disadvantage anyway.
Both are a 20.
Yeah, a 20 will hit. Go ahead.
Not natural 20. Not natural.
Yeah. No. I understood. I figured there would be more of a response if both were natural 20s.
I'm not Allie Beardsley. Okay.
No, you are not.
Okay, so no power bonus to damage. So this is just going to be a regular 1d6 fire attack, right?
1d6 plus stab if you want to add stab, because Felix has a little option there where he can choose not to.
What the heck is stab?
It's half your level. It should already be in the dice damage calculation. It's what that plus one is.
Yeah, it's in there. I just
same type attack bonus.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Comet's a fire type, so Comet does more damage with fire type moves.
Four fire damage. And there is when your Pokemon I have Burning Passion as a trainer feature. When your Pokemon deal damage with a fire type attack, you can forego adding the attack's damage bonus. But does stab count as a damage bonus?
Yes, that's part of the damage bonus.
It does?
Anything that is not a part of the die roll is a damage bonus.
Okay, so using Burning Passion, Comet is going to get one temporary HP.
Okay, so that four damage turns into three damage then?
Yes, actually, okay. That's a good point. Yes.
Yeah, the trade-off with Burning Passion is you do a little less damage, but Comet gets some temporary hit points to bolster his defenses.
Right.
That said, the Ember connects and slams into Rattata. Rattata is barely holding on.
Let's go. Good job, buddy.
Anything else, Felix?
That'll be it.
Okay. Top of the round, it is Hoot Hoot's turn. Hoot Hoot is going to do a very, 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 very simple tackle attack against Zephyr. So, does a... These people can't roll to save their lives. Does a 9 hit?
No, it does not.
The tackle goes wayward once again. It is now Rattata's turn. Seeing this larger threat in a Dratini show up, the Rattata's trainer is going to say, Rattata, ignore the bunny. Get rid of that dragon. Use a quick attack tackle combo. Hey, Silky, does a... With the quick attack, does an 8 hit?
No.
As okay. Silky...
For the tackle, does a 21 hit.
That will hit, yes.
Okay. This is going to be... Even when they hit, they roll low damage. That's going to be 4 damage to Silky. 4 normal type damage.
Gotcha. As Silky dodges that first quick attack, but then gets caught off guard, never being hit twice like that before.
Yeah, absolutely. And as that tackle connects, the trainer just says, "Stop trying to break into our warehouse, you thieves!" And it is Desmond's turn.
Sweet. Also, I have a real quick question. So you said that the stab is included in the bonuses next to the damage on the attacks, right?
Yes.
Should I also have stab for quick attack then?
You do have stab for quick attack, I believe.
Okay, because right on mine it just says 1d4 plus 1. I don't know what the plus 1 is.
The plus 1 is your stab. Quick attack doesn't get power bonus. And
that makes sense. Okay.
Because it's a bonus action... It'd be a lot to also get a power bonus from
for sure. That makes total sense. All right, it is my turn. Desmond is going to say, Zephyr, use the quick attack peck combo on the Hoot Hoot. Treat it like your first sky battle, because that's what it is. And he's going to do that. He's only fought flying type Pokemon in this encounter. So for quick attack, it's going to be a 21 to hit with quick attack.
Okay, that'll hit. Roll some damage.
Damage for quick attack is 5.
Max again.
Oh,
goodness. Okay. Yeah. You know what? With that quick attack, you're going to end up taking this Hoot Hoot out because you did so much damage with the previous combo. Mm-hmm. The quick attack is going to slam into Hoot Hoot, and Hoot Hoot is going to fall to the ground, swirls in his eyes, and its trainer is going to be like, oh, Hoot Hoot, you did your best. Thank you.
Good job, Zephyr.
And that was your bonus action.
Yeah. I'm going to now, I guess, fly down and hit the Rattata with my peck.
Roll to hit.
Yeah.
I'm realizing Zephyr hasn't been hit once this whole combat.
Not yet. 15 to hit with peck.
15's gonna hit, yeah. Yay. Roll. I don't even roll damage. It's at 1 hit point.
I want peck. To. 6.
6, there you go. The peck connects, and Rattata gets flown into the air. Ta! And the trainer's like, no, Rattata! As Rattata falls to the ground, swirls in his eyes, and the two trainers pull back their Pokemon out of anything else to use against you all and says, they're both kind of like, clutching their Pokemon, is like, why are you trying to break into our warehouse, thieves?
Because one of your employees stole Kayla's Skitty.
Wait. Let's all take a breath. So I'll take a breath and we can talk this out like people. Does that sound good with everyone? Sound conducive?
Make a persuasion check again.
Got it.
I'm going to recall Silky during this.
Okay.
That's a 10.
The woman with the pulled back cap is about to respond, but the other girl is going to put her hand on the shoulder and just say,
listen, Hazel, we can't fight them right now. We might as well hear them out. What do you want to talk about? Why are you trying to break into the warehouse? Civilians shouldn't be back here right now.
There's a girl, her name is Minnie, and her Skitty was taken by an employee saying that she's not allowed to have her out. We're here to get Skitty back.
We believe it to be an employee. We aren't entirely positive on that. The description fit that of a small boy.
Make a persuasion check.
I don't know if you
check Adrian with advantage since Felix is jumping in and helping.
All right, guys.
Just Adrian?
Adrian's getting advantage because you're helping Felix.
Oh, okay.
That's a 4.
With advantage, you got a 4.
It was either that or a 0.
Again, the girl
just tossed that out the window.
The woman with the pulled back cap, once again, her name's Hazel, just says, like hell, one of our employees stole somebody's Skitty. We don't do that here. You're obviously making it up.
Well, then why don't you talk to the parent and the child out at the grounds? If you don't believe us, at least believe them.
And leave the warehouse for you all to break in? Absolutely not. We saw what you were doing with your pancham. Marie, radio the cops.
Let me ask you this.
Okay, hold on.
What is it that... Oh, okay, go ahead.
Okay, at least, could you check? We'll stay with you, or we'll stay here, or wherever you want us to be. We'll stay, we'll wait while you get... You can check inside, see if you can find a small man or child in your uniform, because he has stolen this Skitty. We don't know if he actually works here, and we saw him enter this door.
Make one more persuasion check, Desmond.
Okay, where is persuasion? Oh, okay. I don't have any bonus to persuasion.
You guys have one talkative dude, and it is Felix.
Oh my.
Three. He's just getting angry, and his point is not getting across.
The girl with the pulled back cap is going to, like, stomp over to you, Desmond, grab you by the scruff of your sweater, and say, we're not leaving the warehouse. You're a bunch of liars. And she's going to look over her shoulder, and she's going to turn to her coworker, and she's going to say, Marie, radio James, or Jake, whatever his name is, and get him to get Officer Jenny over here.
Marie, please.
What is it
hear
you
us
believe?
Out. We wouldn't come
what
here
is it that you believe
these...
we are trying to do? What do you think we are trying to do?
You're a bunch
you
of thieves, and
to
Officer
break...
Jenny is going to arrest you. Marie, now!
If we live over there.
And
if we were thieves, we would not have involved our Pokemon. If we were thieves, we would have done this of our own merit.
You guys have failed 3 persuasion checks.
Dang it.
Marie, who is the girl with the more kind of level-headed hat, and she's kind of been listening to what's going on, she is grabbing a radio on her side and just being like, Jake, you there? And Jake's gonna...
Yeah, I'm here. What's up, Marie?
We need Officer Jenny over at the warehouse. We got some people trying to break in. Hazel thinks they're thieves.
Wait, we know that, Jake. He fell down the hill over there. We helped him out.
Hazel's gonna turn to you now, Adrian, and say, shut it! You're a bunch of liars! She's obviously... She does not believe a word you say. As you two are having that argument over the radio, Jake is gonna ask,
How many of them are there? I might know who they are.
And Marie's going to be like, it's 3. One of them looks like a monk. The other is a Colossian. And the other looks like some sort of businessman.
Yeah. No, they're not thieves. They helped me when I crashed the Jeep.
And Marie's like, you crashed the Jeep? He's like,
I had to radio for some medical transport.
And Hazel's now is like, that's why you were late! And obviously Jake doesn't hear it. But Marie's like, are you okay?
It's like, yeah, I'm okay. Those guys helped me. I was being jumped by some Pokemon and they fought him back. One of them caught one, which was really weird. Anyways, no, they're not thieves. They're cool.
And I'm going to roll a persuasion check for Jake now.
Jake from State Farm, please.
Jake is a trusted coworker of theirs, so Jake is going to get advantage on this.
Yes!
He didn't need it. He got a 16 and so. That random encounter is really pulling its weight for you all. Marie is going to basically just... All right, thanks, Jake. Let us know when you feel better. We'll make sure to keep up everything here in the meantime. Have a good one.
Yeah, thanks. Over and out.
Over and out. And Hazel's like, are we seriously gonna let them go? And Marie's like, Hazel, yes.
Obviously, Marie and Hazel.
Yes, I'm Marie. Right. And she motions towards the girl who still has her hands around Desmond and his sweater. And
yeah,
that hothead is Hazel.
Felix is going to walk over to Hazel. He's not going to like crowd Hazel and what's his character name? Why am I blanking? Desmond. Oh, Desmond. Desmond. Yeah. Felix is going to walk over to Desmond and Hazel. He's going to be like, Hazel, right? I'm Felix. We would greatly appreciate your help in searching for this Pokemon. If you still do not trust us, then you can give us a tour of the warehouse or go in and search for yourselves. But we would greatly appreciate your help, as well as we would also appreciate, and I'm sure Desmond would appreciate, you releasing him.
Laissez-moi.
Make a persuasion check. This time normal. It's going to have a different DC for Hazel and a different DC for Marie.
Yeah. 17.
17. I forgot to give you persuasion proficiency. There we go. That said, you say these things to Hazel and she's like, she kind of like bites on and is like, she slowly lets go of Desmond. It's like, if Jake's vouching for you guys, I can't distrust you. And she's going to tap her foot for a moment and Marie is going to walk up and say, perhaps since our Pokemon are fainted, we could go get Officer Jimmy to help stop these Pokemon thieves. Jake has vouched for you. If you all want to go search the warehouse, and she's going to grab a key off of her belt loop at her side and she's going to unlock the side door, feel free to check the warehouse while we're going. We're going to get in one of the jeeps and go see if we can get help from Officer Jimmy.
All right. Drive safe. Watch out for Pokemon on the road.
And Hazel just says, Marie, I'm driving. And Marie's like, I know, you have to blow off steam.
I give them both a bow as they leave.
You both have a wonderful day.
And Marie and Hazel are going to walk away. They get into one of the jeeps. You hear its engine rev to life. And they're going to go drive off down the road to go see if they can find Officer Jenny or one of the other security details from the Pokéathon World Championship. So you're all standing outside the door. The floor is yours.
I'm going to slowly open.
Sick. We should probably get Gauntlet off the roof.
I already recalled Gauntlet.
Oh, you're right.
Because Gauntlet jumped off the roof trying to be cool and everything.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
But yeah, I'm going to open the door and just kind of look around.
Anyhow.
Going inside.
Okay. As you open the door, the metal bars kind of squeak, not bars, but the metal hinges squeak a little bit as this was hastily put together. And with that, you enter into a warehouse, dimly lit with some, like, hanging overhead lights. Not dimly. Kind of. It's just, if you've ever been, I don't know if any of you have ever been in a warehouse, but it's bright in there, but everything is usually a gray concrete, so it just feels gloomy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like dusty and too vast. And even though it's a pretty big warehouse because it's like grayer colors inside, it feels smaller than it actually is. That said, you're kind of entering in. There are shelves upon shelves of crates and boxes and different type of merchandise that's being sold, medicine that's needed, ingredients for food, that sort of stuff, all just stacked on stacked on stacked on shelves and shelves in piles and piles. Very much like if you've seen the end of Indiana Jones 1, how there's that warehouse with all those crates and boxes. Kind of like that, but more for merchandise rather than a bunch of super ancient secret artifacts. You're picking up what I'm putting down?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a warehouse inside.
Duke, is there space above the shelves and crates to see if Zephyr can see the guy who we saw enter the side door?
Yeah, there's room for Zephyr to fly around.
And okay. I'd like to...
It's again, would you like to...
Yes.
Would you like to look through Zephyr's eyes again?
Yes, I could. I was actually thinking of doing that through Gauntlet's eyes. Instead, since she can climb, but oh. I know she's recovering from the fall. I'll look through Zephyr. Yes,
you can do whatever you'd like.
I'm gonna Mystic Bond on Zephyr.
Okay, go on, Zephyr.
Well, excuse me, is there any way that either of you might have a barrier to for me to give to Comet? He's a little bit roughed up at the moment.
I don't.
It's I understand if not.
I don't. I'm sorry.
Not on me right now.
No worries. No, I won't steal from them. Never mind.
I was going to say that.
I was going to be like, hey, can I check the boxes? And then I remembered, oh, wait, that'd be stealing.
It would, in fact, be theft. You would eventually, you would at that point, yes, you would be thieves at that point.
And knowing Hazel, she probably has a count on every single berry and item that is within those boxes.
Someone does. You don't know if it's Hazel, but you know business enough to know that someone does.
Yeah.
Zephyr is going to fly around and search.
Yes.
And I'm going to okay. Move through Zephyr.
To, in order to, like, you know, see if you can see him.
Go ahead, and we're gonna treat this as an investigation check for Zephyr.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Or, no, it would be perception. It would be perception based on what's going on.
Should I roll a perception?
It would be perception,
well.
Yeah. Go ahead, roll perception. Cool. You can as well, yes.
Gotcha.
That will be 17. That for Zephyr's perception.
That will be a 9.
Adrian, you're not able to see much. It's kind of a weird perspective for you. Zephyr is flying around, however, and Zephyr is going to spot hiding with a bag. There are going to be two individuals, both in the event staff uniform, one of which is a small person, and the other which is a small man, and then the other one is a slightly taller woman. Zephyr sees that. Adrian does not. Okay. So Zephyr is going to fly back and try to convey some information.
All right. Okay. What would I? What kind of information?
Adrian, can you tell what he's saying?
Hold up, I had two people talking there.
No, I was just asking Adrian if he can tell a little better what Zephyr is trying to tell us. That's yeah. So, go ahead.
What would I get off of? Would I basically get two people, one short, one woman?
Insight check.
Okay, gotcha.
Insight check with advantage. That's what I'm going to treat it for you.
Insight. Okay, cool. That's a 20.
You're able to learn from Zephyr that there are two people, one man and a slightly taller woman, kind of hiding in amongst the crates and boxes. Zephyr was able to see them since he was flying above, but other than that, it seems like the two were hiding, potentially after some glass shattered.
It seems that two employees are hiding. A woman taller than the other. We should go and ask them if they have seen anything, or if maybe they're the ones who took Kibbles.
Sure, I'll lead.
Can you lead us? Yeah, okay. Can you lead us to where they are?
Shouldn't Zephyr lead?
That's what, yeah, I was talking to Zephyr, sorry.
Yeah, you can follow Zephyr to where you're going. Zephyr will lead you, yes.
Felix is going to lean down and get Comet up on his shoulders just so he's out of harm's way a little bit.
Okay. As you all are traveling down one of these aisles with these crates, boxes, storages, and as you do, similar to the direction that Zephyr is leading you, though maybe a few aisles down, you hear somebody stumble and fall, and you hear the rolling of some sort of ball or sphere rolling and scattering across the ground, clattering into the metal shelves, and you hear a young girl's voice just say, "Dang it, Jet! You're gonna make us get caught!" And a young boy's voice responds and says, "Dang it, BB, you just yelled! Of course we're gonna get caught now!" And then there's a bit of silence from that aisle a few ways down, and all you hear is both of them in unison going, "God, you're such an idiot!"
Felix is going to bolt, see if he can get the drop on him, and run towards that noise.
I as well.
Okay. Are you trying to get the drop on them, or are you trying to reach them faster?
Just trying to, like, surprise them and go, "Yoo-hoo, found you."
Okay. Because I just wanted to know if you were trying to be stealthy. So, that said, you're running, and yeah, very quickly you are able to, because they are, you're here.
I'll follow his.
Yeah, you follow Felix's lead, both all of you, and run down, slide. Actually, make an acrobatics check to navigate the aisles. It's a low DC. It's just, it's pretty cluttered in here, and you're having to very quickly try and cut through a couple aisles to make it to these people. Just don't roll below a 5.
Is it just 13. Felix or?
It's the humans. The humans.
Okay. The humans.
Felix got a 13.
Adrian got a 20.
Desmond got a 12.
Okay, so in Zotkiss, I don't know why I'm doing an accent. With those numbers in mind, yeah, you're able to bob and weave through these aisles, kind of sliding underneath empty shelves, climb over boxes that are blocking your path, and you see these two young kids, both wearing those event staff uniforms, bickering and arguing as they're gathering a bunch of what looks to be Pokeballs that have spilled out onto the floor, and they're stuffing them in a bag. And as you turn around the corner, Felix,
yoo-hoo, found you. What are you up to?
And immediately the young boy in this crew just jumps up, and I'll show you his token. He's like,
see, BB, this is your fault.
And BB, the girl, just kind of a little older, looks like she's in her teens, is like,
it's not my fault you went and got caught, Jet. They only found us after you came back. I'm better than you. And Jet is like, ooh, when the boss gets back. I was like, yeah, when the boss gets back, but we don't want to upset him, so we got to get rid of these bozos. And Jet just whips his head back to you all and is immediately saying, yeah, so scat, you losers, or get ready to get schooled. And they're both clutching a Pokeball each.
I'm ready in Silky's Pokeball.
Zephyr's already
Felix
out.
Is just going to walk right up to the kid. Are you sure you want to do that?
As you begin...
3-on-2, is that really fair odds?
As you begin to walk towards him, Felix, and you begin to talk, they're both going to throw their Pokemon, and I need everybody to roll... actually, no, we're going to end our session there.
Okay.
They throw their Pokeballs, and we're going to end our session there.
After earning the trust of Marie and Hazel, our heroes are thrown into another fight. This time, against a pair of Pokemon thieves. Will Desmond, Adrian, and Felix be able to win back Minnie Skitty, or will they fall victim to these thieves themselves?